The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's get freaky, huh? So the other night, my wife was making...
I can't.
You don't... But. Nobody in the room feels good. And we're like...
All right.
And we just want, like... We probably all have COVID.
Not
you know,
me.
COVID is still real. Dude.
I don't know. I've been told that, like, our symptoms are very...
Here's the thing. Yeah. Tiek won't test.
No.
Because he's like, I never got COVID. It's like, you probably had COVID more than anybody else.
But I've never... It never put me down. I never,
no,
like,
he
reached...
never got sick the way we did.
Yeah. So I never reached a point.
He is on week two of Tussin.
It's like week three.
Yeah. So you got COVID.
So Robitussin is the cure to COVID now?
Like, well, obviously it's any, not. You're on week
it's
three.
It's a cure to the symptoms. Some of them.
You just had a stuffy nose. Last week you were saying it's probably just allergies.
No, but
that's
now
what everyone's
right,
saying.
Now,
now, it's like, now it's like, well, you're lucky.
Now that you've drugged me down
say
into
that.
It. And I know a lot of people who tested positive recently.
Okay.
I'm also like, why are you testing? Who cares?
Yeah.
Don't test.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have COVID. It's like, okay. okay. I have a scab on my knee. Doesn't like what are we doing? Who cares?
Right. Okay.
But anyway, it's important to note that as none of us feel well, like the medication that I'm currently on is making me feel really, really tired and sluggish. So I'm putting in like 600-700 milligrams of caffeine just to even sit here. With that being said, and you having that knowledge, you can't start a conversation with "Let's get freaky."
Why?
None of us are going to tolerate it, dude. We're just going to thump you. Like, let's get freaky, man. Like, what? What do you even mean by that?
Well, I'm off the tuss. I'm actually.
You're off the tuss.
I'm off the tuss.
Are you on the Fed?
No, I'm off Sudafed. I'm off the Robitussin.
You're on nothing right now.
What, nothing.
You're What is it called when you're on the plane and you do the what's the word where you're just staring?
Oh, raw dog.
You're raw dogging it, that.
You're raw dogging right now?
I am.
Let's make out a little bit.
Get freaky.
Oh, let's get freaky.
Let's
get freaky.
The other night, my wife was making brownies, which are delicious. Okay. And so she's serving up. They're ready. They're hot. They're warm. She's serving them up. Now, the best brownie, in my opinion, has frosting on it because I'm just a frosting guy. But I'm trying to stay locked in a little bit, trying to not eat as much sugar. And so the second best is putting some whipped cream on it. No whipped cream. Okay, so I see where this is gonna go. But
well, first off, you know that I would never say yes
to a little just a dollop of whipped cream.
He doesn't say yes to whipped cream any.
I don't put white and creamy things in my mouth. Period.
There was something white and creamy that you did though that you made an exception. It was like ice cream or something.
Well, ice cream is an exception.
Okay.
And like,
that's why I get confused.
It's different.
On a thin layer, but like whipped cream, sour cream cheese, cottage cheese, ricotta cheese is like real rough for me.
Oh, I love ricotta.
Oh my God, but quality Italian the other day, I was there and they were like, here's a dessert for you. Try this out. And I'm eating. It's like some of the best ice cream. I'm just like, oh, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's ricotta.
Mm.
Oh, I was like, damn you. It was like,
it was good. Okay.
It's like they made a froyo out of ricotta and it was so
delicious.
Good. And then once they told me, I was like,
but it changed the texture enough that it didn't.
Yes.
Okay.
But once I knew, then it was rough. Because
yeah,
I was like, I can't
like
get over it.
Lasagna ice cream or something.
Exactly. Like, but it wasn't. It was sweet. You can make ricotta. Ricotta will take on, I think, the flavor of pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a generic. Well, we don't have time to get to whatever it is.
So we're serving up the brownies, and I go and I get the whipped cream, and I pull it out, and I kind of look at my wife, and I'm like, hey, whipped cream. You know, we've never actually.
Oh my God, he is going to get freaky.
Yeah.
Do you have the like.
Yes.
That kind?
Yeah, of course.
If I do that, mucus is going to come out of my throat.
But I know, because I used to have to do it, even though I hate whipped cream, I love my children.
Yeah,
and they'd be like,
you got to do it to them.
And they'd be like, Dad, come on. I'm like, and you fill their mouth up.
Yeah, right in their mouth. Exactly. That's like a good parent. Yeah, because they.
And they just sit there and they pretend they don't get enough. So they, like, they can, like, their mouth becomes this cavernous thing where they can hold a whole can in there. I don't know if they're, like, cycle breathing and it's just, like, going straight down their throat, but they're like,
So I get the whip or whatever. I want to hear Aaron try.
This mic is going to get gross.
So I'm like, you know, we've never actually implemented whipped cream in the boudoir, in the bedroom, or any sort of food, really. And I was kind of, we looked at each other and I said, I don't want to. And she's like, yeah, I don't want to either. And so my question for you guys is, have you ever implemented food in the bedroom? And why would you? Because I feel like if I want to eat, I'll eat. If I want to not eat, then I won't eat. Like, I don't mm-hmm. I don't want to mix the two. And I've never mm-hmm. I've never been in the bedroom and thought, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I
want a snack, but I also want to continue what I'm doing.
Exactly. Like, I could go for a strawberry right now. It's like, no, it's never crossed my mind. But what is the reason? What is the reason for food in that manner?
Aaron?
I have not. Because it's sticky and gross.
That's what I think. It's just extra cleanup.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know how to say, I think it's for rookies.
Okay.
I think it's for people who
just like help break mm-hmm. the tension a little mm-hmm. bit.
Mm-hmm. See, so I was thinking rookie from a perspective of like, because you have to learn how to like kiss softly, and so that the mm-hmm. whipped cream helps you do that. And it's like, but I don't. That's like a training wheel, right? Like mm-hmm. I don't need the whip. Get the whipped cream out
I'm
of there.
I'm struggling right now because I want to just say everything, but I can't say anything. That's
you're fine.
No,
say
I
it.
Just think. I just think. Yeah, it's
let's
for
get
like,
freaky, man.
Do you like we do something here. And do something here. Here's the places I'd like.
That's a lot of places.
I know, I got a lot of spots. But like, so I was in a relationship with a girl and she had the, and I was like, I just got to tell you, I don't do the whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
And and she's like, well, I'll just put it on you. And I'm like, that might actually freak me out. Let's not do this. And so then she's like, I got a better idea. And then she leaves the bedroom comes back in.
Chocolate sauce.
What? And she began to rub things all over me. And I was like, and it just felt, it wasn't, and it wasn't.
Oh, what?
What was?
Mayo?
I could feel. I don't know. Like and then she's nom, 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 nom. Nom, nom.
Peanut butter.
Nom, nom, nom. Nom, nom, nom. Nom.
Jelly? Nom.
She literally rubbed an avocado.
No! What?
Yeah, she did. And I have the heart to tell her that I also didn't like avocado at the time.
That's such a weird item to grab.
And in my big mane of chest hair was basically like a Chipotle exploded on me.
Got any chips?
Let's get freaky. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.